The Cook County Broadband Commission is looking for community input on the need for office space and broadband access sites. A meeting to gather perspectives is November 6th. Joining us now with the details is Broadband Commission member Bob Pranis. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
What is the committee and the commission trying to learn?
Well, you know, the committee has been exploring various applications for broadband to enhance the community's economic development, to tie the community together. And to that end, we've done a lot of different things over the years, working with the library, working at the senior center, providing this peace of mind program and PCs for people. But this year, we're looking at what they call a COCO facility, which is a co-location, co-working facility. As we look around at people's needs in the community, we wonder, well, are there people who need some kind of office space to come in and where, you know, they might just need it for a day, they might need it for a week. Maybe there's somebody who, you know, it's too busy at home to work, kids running around, whatever, and it pays for them to pay for an office space to use some of the time.
Now, it's so interesting because as broadband gets closer and closer to my house, all I've been thinking about is personally, you know, okay, I'm finally going to have broadband access at home.
How do you stream Netflix?
Yeah. Right. But that's interesting because some people probably don't have computers or don't have that same kind of access or need a space outside the home.
Right. And you have to understand that, let's say you're trying to start a business and maybe you're younger and you're living at home, whatever, and you need a space where you can be more professional, where you see other people working, you can maybe bounce ideas off them. Maybe you need access to printers and faxes, and maybe you need video conferencing. And so that's kind of what we're trying to find out is we're planning to write a grant and try to establish a pilot facility where we can explore what the needs are in the county. We have a lot of seasonal people come up. And a lot of people just come up for the weekend, whatever, and maybe they need more access than, let's say, their resort can provide them. So the idea is to find out what exactly are the needs. And maybe there's no need at all, but we'd like to find that out and be proactive and really see whether there's something that we can fulfill. Right now, where people do this? They do it at the library, which has fairly slow access speed. Java Moose, you see a lot of people buying coffee, but doing their business there. And other places like that. The community center has an access site. So we're trying to see, do people need more than that? Do they need a quiet office? Do they need a conference room? Do they need video conferencing?
Now, what's going to be happening at this Thursday meeting?
Well, we're going to have a brief introduction talking about kind of what kind of information we're after. Then we're going to break out into smaller groups where the smaller groups of people would tables would then talk about their needs and try to come up with a list of what's important to them. You know, what kind of access speed do they need? You know, do they need a quiet space? Do they want an open space? In the Twin Cities, there's three what they call COCO facilities, plus a lot of other co-working facilities that have been established where people like the energy, where you go there, you work, but you can also kind of talk to other people who maybe have ideas. You can bounce your ideas off and get your business going.
So there's other models for this.
Oh, yeah. It's really big in a lot of different areas. And obviously, it's easier in a bigger city because you have a bigger pool to draw from. But that's why we're trying to explore it here and say, is there a need? Because we do have a lot of people who would like to start their own business. Pat Campanaro, you know, works for the EDA, and she's trying to help people develop their own business. And like she mentioned the other day, I think something like 16 people showed up at her talk, and they have to know how to get going and how can broadband help them out and things like that.
Now, for people that can't make it on Thursday, how can they share thoughts or get more information?
Well, they can give me a call at 218-387-2358 or B as in boy, Pranis, Pranis, at northlc.com. Otherwise, they can contact any of the Broadband Commission members regarding that.
Who are the members of your committee?
Pat Campanaro, Bruce Martinson, who's also a county commissioner, Mark Lutinen, Paula Sundet, who you know is in charge of higher ed, Rena Rogers, who's the IT person for the county.
Now, I imagine we're not just talking about Grand Marais here.
No, we're talking about Cook County. You know, there's somebody who called me up from Birch Grove Community School because they have space there, and so maybe they want to establish a site there for people on the West End. And we've also talked to people, for example, at Lutzen Resort. You know, is that a need for people there? Now, they indicated that they're pretty booked up and don't have any room, but I think this is where the discussion begins, is how do you create this kind of space if there's a need? And
I think one good point of discussion is that those of us that do have PCs at home and have been working with dial-up for years, and maybe we have equipment that we barely even used, printers, things like that, music devices, this might be a good opportunity to learn from others.
Yeah, we're actually, in addition to this kind of thing, for example, we're working with Steve Harrison, Mark Lutnan, and Brad Andrus to establish kind of a training thing at the library where that small room with the closed door could be used, where people can drop in and get some of their technical questions answered and things like that. So we're trying to promote the education of the broadband technology throughout the community so that people can really make use of it and make it a positive impact for the community. Now, when people ask us, oh, when's broadband coming? You know, all we can say is, call Arrowhead, because we really have nothing to do with that at all. That's all in Arrowhead's hands. We just try to figure out, once we get it, how can we maximize that impact on the community?
We're speaking with Bob Prentice of the Cook County Broadband Commission. The meeting to gather input on the need for co-working spaces and broadband access sites is Thursday, November 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cook County Courthouse. More information from Bob at 387-2358. Bob, anything else?
No, we just would appreciate any input from people in terms of what their needs are. They can contact me or show up at the meeting at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7.
Thanks for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.